want to thank everybody for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. And we're back today with the Powell County Industrial Board, Part 2. Today they're going to talk to us a little bit about how the efforts of the board actually translate into bringing jobs into our community, along with a few other issues. If you were with us yesterday, you know where we're at. If not, just to catch you up, we sat down for a while after the most recent industrial board meeting with the members of the Powell County Industrial Board. We were fortunate enough to get them to speak to us for a little while, and Judge James Anderson is moderating this conversation. So we're happy to get back to that and to give you a little bit more information about what they do in our community and how they make a difference in our lives. So we're just going to jump right back into the conversation where we left off yesterday.
I guess kind of shifting gears and getting into actually some of the projects and things you all have done, and I really want to appreciate, I think a lot of people, when they think about jobs or something, they automatically are thinking about new announcements, new companies coming. But I think myself, and I know this board, I think what's really undersold in economic development is job retentions, and probably even beyond bringing new jobs here, what this board has enabled existing, you know, as far as job retention and those companies expanding, and that's something that's way undersold. And I think where y'all have seen some of your most success is actually in retaining the jobs we have and growing those industries. So I think it's a good time if y'all want to talk about any of the projects y'all saw or been a part of in that regard, as far as either bringing new industry here or retaining the ones and growing the ones you have. And we've had some pretty substantial successes even in the last 4 or 5 years there. And I think people, if they would take a look back even 5 or 6 years ago, what our unemployment rates are, where they're at now, and how many jobs we have available. So that's something that's I think a lot of people are not real aware of. So any of you like to talk to some of the projects you've been a part of?
Well, we had Red River Hardwoods who had sold and or was getting out of the business, and we were lucky enough to have Powell Valley Millwork come in and buy that property and employ as many as that were already there, and then some. They have how many employees they have?
Yeah, I think I've last checked, and they've expanded some. Then I think at the time probably they took over, I'm wanting to think they was in the 30-some employee range.
Right.
As of last check, was either 103 or 104, and they were still adding. So, you know, that's a pretty significant gain. And there's also, they're currently expanding, and I know in the next few years there's going to be substantially more employees added to that
and
facility as well.
They're good jobs with benefits, so people don't have to drive out of the community. And they're constantly, I think, looking for good employees, so I think they've been a real asset to our community. They're the Thornberry family, and they've done a good job down there. They've expanded the property, and so we're happy to have them in the community.
Another plus about that particular company is that everything they do is environmentally friendly. They reuse every scrap of everything that they cut. Even the sawdust and the chips from the wood is reprocessed and helps to fuel their engines to do the job. So I was really impressed with the tour that we did down there.
I think in addition to the Powell Valley Millwork, the keeping the outdoor group here in the county is a great achievement. I guess it was situation where Scott Archery outgrew their facilities, and the new group that bought them out looked at moving to other locations, and a lot of effort on Judge Anderson's part, Craig, John, kept them here in the county, and I think that's a really significant achievement.
Yeah, and I think, Bill, as you bring up that particular instance, that's a perfect scenario of how this board often gets misrepresented, I think, in the public. You know, I think all of you all, for a course of a year, year and a half, were probably receiving or at least hearing that this industrial board was not doing anything, this company was moving outside of our community, why was we going to let them go? And anybody that was involved with this board knows that that was nowhere near the case, and there was a lot of effort, and we are very thankful. And I think Debbie, kind of going back, that's kind of a similar scenario. That was a group that was 30 to 40 employees, and they're something way over 100 now and continuing to expand. So, you know, if we had lost one of these groups and had to, not only do we keep 100 or 30 or 40 jobs here, we've since grown at 60 or 70. So, you know, by retaining those jobs and those companies, it was job expansion as well. So, and it took a lot of effort on all y'all's parts to ensure that we were able to accommodate them. So,
I want to speak on that if you don't mind, John. This is Brian Billings. I think that was a real eye-opener when you know, it took a good three-year period of learning more about what an industry wants. You know, this group had certain things they were looking for, and being, you know, as far as warehousing space, but that was also the labor force, skilled labor force. They brought a lot of information to our board that we didn't completely understand at the beginning of that process, and we were able to find the things that they needed. And it's a competitive environment. There were other communities that were vying and had data to give them about their available spaces, about their you know, their trained workforce, their unskilled workforce, and we were able to at the end of the process went out for Powell County. And that's not only a good thing to say that the local officials and the folks that worked hard to do that, but that's a good thing to say for the county in general, that we had what they were looking for. We just had to do a good job in showing them that we had that.
Brian, I think one thing there too we often undersell is we don't give enough credit to our people that are in the workforce. And that's what I said, we, you know, kind of, I think the industries that's located here, once they get to our population, realize we have a lot of people that have good work ethic and skill set that's needed. And that really, I think, helped, especially with that instance, the people we had here in place kind of helped us nail down that they was going to stay here.
Yeah, it's obvious to us when you grow up in an area like this and you know the people and you know what they're capable of, but when you start interacting with a group from, which is New York, where a lot of the officials were from, you have to do a good job of saying that, you know, it's not only the intelligence and the common sense and the work ethic, but you know, these people are loyal to you. They understand what you do. They're more invested in you than you understand, because they hunt, they do these things. So we were able to hopefully to take what was naturally grown here and be able to promote it to a group that had no idea as to what it was. I think the Thornberrys were a little different, and they understood it a little bit more because they had a business in Camargo originally, right? Or Jeffersonville. So they knew that, and they were looking for that when they relocated over into Clay City. So those are the kind of businesses I think we continue to look for, because you're not on a major interstate here. We are different in that regard. That makes us, in some regards, less competitive. But we're on a four-lane highway that gives access to other type of businesses that we've been able to market to very well. The good thing I hear is that every meeting I attend, we continue to get calls. That's very important. Craig Fields calls on a monthly basis. Every 3 or 4 weeks we'll get a call. The improvements that's been made, as John mentioned, to the sanitary sewer system in the area has given us the ability to compete. And that was something we couldn't even add on to our sewer system for a long time. But in the last 3 years, I think that has now been remedied. So now we have the ability to put in spec buildings, to build infrastructure, and to provide what these people are looking for.
And I think something that's kind of a little confusing is some of us that's been natives of this area, lived here, sometimes get a little bit frustrated. We may have to drive a few miles to get to a Walmart or some of those things that we don't have here. But actually, when we worked with these bigger companies, the quality of life and the taxes and things like that Powell County offer, actually, the quality of life actually becomes a big factor. So I think we take for granted the natural beauty and the things adventure tourism, things that this community offers. But there's a lot of people, when we're starting to see these businesses, that's actually a strong point we have in selling them to the area, is you know, the quality of life they can have here at a reasonable price. And it's something I think that really fits into our arsenal very well as well. One thing we mentioned too, there's a lot of other things just beyond job growth and things that the Industrial Authority does in the community. I know, you know, Craig in his capacity helps with all the cities, tourism and things, and grant process. And I guess one of the results of some of that grant work and things is manifested right here with the depot building, like Geraldine alluded to. This board was able to acquire that property, but through y'all's efforts and Craig's efforts, the grant to naturally do the outside work. And I guess John might want to speak to this a little bit, where we're currently at with the renovations of the depot. And that's been pretty exciting. And that was one of the things I got hit with. You know, I think having Craig and y'all having a place of your own versus being actually kind of thankfully to Whitaker Bank, we've had a place there. But as we've grown, I think it's vital that we have a facility of our own that a little bit more accessible and gives us a chance to bring clients in and things. And I think this depot is going to really add to that, don't you, John?
Yeah, the when the industrial board was had taken over the old Burke Parsons and Bobie property, the depot office, which we call a depot, in that day it was basically just their office. But it is an existing historical depot that's located here on Railroad Street.
It's on the National Historic Register of historic places. Yeah.
Right, and the very front part of it is the existing structure, and for the last 3 years, I guess we've worked diligently in trying to renovate it. The first part was the outside. We replaced all the windows and doors, and painted the structure. But in doing all that, we've worked very hard to keep it in its original form. Our plans are now to move Craig here in the office of the industrial board here permanently, and it's in the stages of renovation right now. We are going back with original material on the walls and ceilings, and trying to keep it historically architecturally designed as it was when it was originally built years ago. The structure itself is in really good shape. It's amazing how well the structure has kept up over probably almost 100 years now. But we're excited about that, and we're getting closer. We should be hopefully done with the renovation within the next month or so. And you know, we hope the public will come by and look at it, and we hope they're pleased with the efforts that we've made to you know, put the building back to its original form. We're excited about that. And something else I just wanted to add too, that, you know, we do get a lot of feedback sometimes from people in the community that, you know, don't understand the board, don't know what we do, and it's a secretive board. But, you know, that's not the case. The businesses that we are involved in that maybe want to relocate here to Stanton or to expand in their business courses that they do, as far as doing that, they don't want some of that information put out in the public. And so, therefore, we're not allowed to talk about it either. I think that one of the other things that we need to add to Powell County, what makes it so exciting, is that the parkway is running through our community, which is very nice. But we're also centrally located to a major UPS hub. We have an airport here. And then also, when we're talking to these industries about coming here, they're very interested in our schools and our education opportunities. And I hope most of the people in the community realize too that we're going to be getting a technical training center built between here and Estill County. That'll be a big improvement for our community and for, you know, helping people in Powell County learn a technical trade and stay here. So we're excited about that.
Let me add to that, John. I mentioned earlier about the process that, you know, we went through and trying to identify skilled labor. That's the one thing that we can encourage the county, the people in the county, to do, is get some training. Mm-hmm. Vocational training is extremely, extremely important in today's society. It's not necessarily been made readily on hand, but John has worked with the school system trying to make some improvements, and this is a key thing for the people in our community to focus on, is to go out and get educated. College isn't for everybody, but that's fine. Training is important. Knowing a trade, understanding a higher skill set is extremely important to be competitive, for this community to be competitive to others.
And that'll wrap up part two of the Powell County Industrial Board Roundtable, Bridging the Gap. We hope you'll tune in with us tomorrow where we will finish it up. We'll have about 15 more minutes of conversation with the Industrial Board, and we'll move along after that. And hopefully this has been some insightful stuff that's given you a little bit of a look behind the curtain as to what goes on with the board and the different ways that they impact life within Powell County. So tune in same time tomorrow here on WSKV. Thank you.